Welcome to the Gift of Gaming podcast. I hope you've got your notepads and pens to hand and are ready to participate and pontificate in the podcast's very first quiz. We've got five rounds, heaps of questions, and two veteran gamers ready to go head to head. It's on this week's episode of the Gift of Gaming podcast. What's up? It's me, your game show host with the most terribly planned quiz, Darren Wade. Today, I'm joined by two video game brain boxes about to duke it out, my own blood and brother, Andrew Wade. Say hi, Andrew.
Hi.
And, of course, the resident doctor, Dr. Daniel Markovitz. Say hi.
Hi. People will think that I'm like a game doctor. You need to find a new one. I don't know. Think about it for the next time. Like, you can't like have my day job
mixed into your thing.
I definitely don't.
How about the resident
gaming?
The resident video game firefighter, Daniel?
Sure.
That's all
I got. We'll workshop that. We'll workshop it.
Just fit the word Link in there somewhere, and I'm sure it'll be.
Hey, listen, Daniel. It's been a while since you've been on. How are you? What have you been playing?
I'm good, thanks. Yeah, it's been a long time. I don't think we've been together on one of those.
No,
episodes.
I don't think we've actually been on a podcast yet.
Is this the first?
I think it's the first time we've been on
combination.
The
podcast. Yeah. Interesting.
I've been playing Dragon's Dogma 2, actually, and I've been loving it.
Nice.
Yeah. I know that there's a lot of like mixed reviews because people like to hate stuff, but
gamers really love to hate stuff.
There's mixed reviews on literally everything these days.
Yeah, but it's a really, really good game. It's like if you love Monster Hunter but are an introvert, that's the game for you.
If you don't want to talk to other people, yeah. Speaking of which, Andrew, happy Monster Hunter Week. It's almost here. Are you excited?
I am excited to get my new TV and play Monster Hunter for the entire weekend. And then I just realized that I have to A, set up said TV and set up so much IKEA stuff. So Monster Hunter will fit in there once I get all that done.
Nice. Before we go into too much Monster Hunter, because I know we could wax lyrical, Daniel, you're the only person on the podcast who's played Marvel Midnight Suns.
I have, yes, that's true, and I loved it.
I thoroughly enjoyed
my
playlist.
Oh, that makes me so happy, and I'm so sad that it was not a commercial success.
Yep.
Because we won't get a sequel, probably.
Nope.
And that game deserves a sequel, because it was well written, it was fun, I enjoyed playing it.
Yeah, I enjoyed playing it. And you're right, I think the fun part was a big deal for me, because I listened to that being like, hey, I've had a really good time playing this, listening to the little back and forths between the characters, the I wouldn't say the backdoor romances, but like, you know,
backdoor romances.
Blade and
who's your favorite? I gotta know.
Out of all the characters,
yeah.
I was a big fan. It's in terms of how
Captain
she played.
America.
No, Captain America was. That's the obvious answer. But no, but I was a big fan of Magic, and her.
I loved her. Yeah. She was my favorite too. But from a, I think from riffing point of view and jokes point of view, Deadpool did it for me, because they did him so. Fourth wall breaking.
Yep.
There were so many times that I'm like, oh my God, I cannot believe that this is a thing.
But you know what was so disappointing for my playthrough? And I don't know why this happened, but when I purchased Marvel Midnight Suns, like, I think it came on a sale last year, and I got the full collection, all the DLC included. I was playing through the game for ages, and it wasn't until you messaged me saying, oh, I see you're playing Marvel, you're having fun. And I was like, yeah, it's great. And he goes, oh, the DLC is great, you should get into that. And I was like, oh, I've already gotten it. And I was close to the end of the game at this point, and none of the DLC had come in for whatever reason. So I actually was like going online to see what's the story here. So I uninstalled the game and reinstalled it, and all the DLC was there, but I was at the last mission. So I had missed all
Oh, that's so sad.
It is so sad. And I did all the DLC before the last mission just to get to know the cat, because like Storm, sure. Venom, it was all good stuff, but Deadpool stuff was real funny. But I never had a chance to develop relationships with those characters, because I was like, well, I'm at the end of the game here. I'm not just going to do random missions forever. So that was a big pity.
I really enjoyed the whole character relationship stuff. It was fun, because look, I know that there's such a slew of movies and shows with Marvel and stuff like that, and it's so much of a miss and miss lately.
Oh yeah.
But this was so refreshing, and the story was refreshing, because it was so disconnected from everything else.
Yep.
It was just fun to play, really great palate cleanser for Marvel lovers. I really enjoyed it. Yeah. I would definitely recommend it.
It's funny because Craig is back into playing XCOM 2 at the minute. And the last episode that he was on, he was giving out to me for Marvel Midnight Suns because he was like, that's the reason there's no XCOM 3 because it was commercially not a success. I think he was saying that they kind of closed down that studio ish there after group from so I was a bit like, oh yeah, sorry about that, like, you know, but I had fun.
It's not your fault, Darren.
my in Craig's mind, my enjoyment
Craig
was,
we're talking about
my well. Enjoyment was his fault. My enjoyment was his fault. We have a quiz today. This is the first quiz that we're doing on the Gifted Gaming podcast. But before we get into it, I would like to, you know, continue on this, like, hey, how is everybody moment? Because I don't know if the quiz is long enough for
for
an episode. But before we get into that, who's confident of coming out on top in this quiz?
I'm confident that Andrew will come on top. I have
so much phrasing in there.
I don't know where to begin. In you and your capabilities.
I would like to say that I don't believe any of that, and I think this is the worst pairing of people's thought thing since Raziel went into a cooking competition.
And why do you say that? Because, Daniel, you think he's going to beat you
so
badly?
I am going to get so badly trashed that you may as well just put me in a dumpster outside.
Okay, interesting.
So both of you,
take.
low self-esteem from both, what I love to see, see here. What I will say is I did take the liberty of going onto your PlayStation profiles and seeing what you've been kind of playing in the recently.
I am so sorry.
In the last little while. Yours is a little weird, actually, I won't lie. But in terms of, like, I have kind of put some of the rounds into, or at least in the first two rounds, kind of taking on some games that you guys have played recently or that I know you enjoyed. So after that, though, it's, you know, good luck.
All right. Cool.
But at least the first two
rounds.
At least
you get one question right, I guess.
Yeah.
Round, I mean, God, do we go into it? We're only 7 minutes in. I don't know how long. You know what? We're going to go into it. And if we've got time after, we can shoot the breeze after.
Sure.
That's what we'll do. Yeah. That's what we'll
Sounds
do.
Sounds good.
Right. Gifted Game podcast quiz. I should have maybe paid someone to put in a little bit of a, you know, a little theme tune for the quiz. We don't have that, so. Copyright.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry.
We're going to build. No, that'd be great. I have prepared 5 rounds in this quiz. I'm going to bring up my little information sheet here now so we can go through these.
I'm excited. This is
my isn't it? Good.
It brings me back to be excited.
It brings me back to the days of do you remember, were you on any of the quizzes that we did during COVID when we had like the Zoom calls and stuff like that?
The Kahoots quizzes.
They were good fun. Writing this quiz again, although it was completely video game orientated, it brought me back to those times. The cat is on our end, by the way. If anybody's listening. So I've got 5 rounds. Round 1 is the warm-up round. We at least get 5 questions. When we get to the round, I'll describe it in greater review. Round 2 is name that review. Round 3 is tell me the year. Round 4, I'll tell you what's in round 4 when we get to that. And then
he
round
hasn't got a round 4 yet. He's hoping we're just going
to. No, I have a round 4. Well, it's a surprise when you get there. Round 5 is a round I'm calling the Gift of Gaming Thieves. So as we get to each round, I'll describe it in better detail. But we'll start off with round 1, which is the warm-up. For a number of reasons, you know, we'll get ourselves warmed up in this quiz. I don't want to make it too hard. But here is the rules for the warm-up. I'm going to ask you each 5 questions. There's 3 possible ways for you to answer: the easy, medium, or hard. The hard is that you answer straight up. If you know the answer, you can give the answer straight up. You don't need anything else. You get 5 points for a straight answer. You get 3 points if you opt for the multiple choice, where I'll give you 4 options for the question. And if that's too difficult, then at that stage, you can opt for the 50-50. Yeah. No. A 50-50.
I was really hoping it would be the answer.
Which will award you just 1 point. So if you go for a 50-50 at the end of the day, it's only going to be 1 point where you get the answer. Straight off the bat, it's 5 points.
Is there a way to steal a question?
No, that's for the Gift of Gaming Thieves round.
Oh,
he's got this planned ahead, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
don't you worry. Don't you worry.
I'm going to struggle to get 5 points as it is. Don't steal them from me.
So what do I do with this buzzer in front of me?
So the handy thing is, because I was thinking about that, and I was like, that's real messy for an audio bit of, you know, content. So there is questions for you each. There's no need to shout or buzz in.
That makes sense.
Unless we get to the thieving round, in which case I will describe to you what you can do in that round. So for the first round, round 1, the warm-up, Andrew, I'm going to go to you with the first question.
Oh, Lord. All right.
Okay. Can you name the company, Andrew, that developed Legacy of Kain Soul Reaver? Now, you can opt to answer straight. If you're not sure, I can give you, for 3 points, multiple choice.
I think I know what it is, but at the same time, my brain's functioning on like 2 wires and they're both crossed. I'll get you, like, is it Insomniac?
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
It is incorrect.
Yay!
Interestingly enough, the four app.
What was the name of the game?
Legacy of Cain: Soul Reaver.
Okay.
When Andrew's,
I was so hyped to play this game, but I mean, like, I started playing it, and then I got completely blindsided by something else, and I haven't gotten back to it yet. It's like,
fair enough.
Damn it.
That's
interesting enough. I think you would have failed anyway, because no. Just I don't mean that as an insult, but just in terms, you said Insomniac Games. For the multiple choice for that question, I had 2K, Crystal Dynamics,
Crystal Dynamics, of course.
Yeah, Insomniac Games and Psyonix. And if you opted for the multiple choice, that's the four you were getting. If you still weren't sure, yeah, but even the 50-50, I would have had Insomniac Games and Crystal Dynamics. So doomed for failure, I'm afraid. Daniel, your first question.
Should be the title of this show, but...
On the same vein and based on what we were just discussing, who developed Marvel's Midnight Suns?
Firaxis.
Oh, quick 5 points in there. Oh,
yeah.
Holy moly. Oh, I am not.
Well, it's I know that because it's one of my favorite companies. Civilization is Firaxis. XCOM is Firaxis.
Have you not yet.
You mean Civilization 7.
We could talk about that after the quiz. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
I have this nasty habit of very rarely getting a game on release.
Chris would be like a big fan of that.
I like to get a bit of a crowd feel before I go and dive deep. Of course, Legend of Zelda excluded. Yeah. Of course. But I do have a tendency to wait like a good few months to a year before I pick up a game, even if I know that I will like it.
And then the other side of the scale is I've had Monster Hunter pre-order for about 2.5 months now.
There you go. But I don't like this whole pre-order business.
Grinds your gears?
Yeah. I don't like the fact that you are paying for something that you don't even have in your hand. Unlike Baldur's Gate, which was the alpha, and you had the game, you knew the company, you knew that they would come up with a product. But to get a pre-ordered game, even without any information or any knowledge of how the game is actually going to be, but this is besides the point. I'm sorry, I'm dragging this in a completely different direction.
There's a quiz happening here, Danny, if you don't mind, all right? Andrew, I'm going to get onto your...
Apologies.
No, you're all good. This is great. This is
minus 5 points.
The more you can keep this going, the less of a tool I'm going to make of myself. So,
Andrew, your second question. Now, remember, if you're not sure, rather than guess and be wrong, you're better off dropping down to the multiple choice or even the 50-50. So question two, who was the final boss of Tekken 2?
I am so happy I'm not getting these questions.
So these first two rounds have been orientated around games that you like.
The problem is now, I'm going to say multiple choice because I know it's one of two, and I guarantee those both of those are in the multiple choice. And they're probably like that last one, are going to be both in the 50-50 as well. So yes, please give me the multiple choice. We'll have the two I'm thinking of.
For 3 points, was it A, Jun Kazama, B, Kazuya, C, Heihachi, or D, Devil Kazuya?
I knew you were going to do it. I knew it. It's either Heihachi or Devil Kazuya, and I'm almost 99.9% sure it's Devil Kazuya.
Is that going to be your answer?
Oh, sure, because I know when you put it down to the final two, it's going to be Heihachi and Devil Kazuya. I'm going to just hope against hope and just say it's Devil Kazuya.
That is the correct answer, points. And good thing you did that, because the 50-50 I've highlighted here is Heihachi and Devil Kazuya.
There's no way it was going to be Kazuya or Yun, because I was like, no, no.
Dan, going on to your question number two.
Let's go.
Complete the title of this Zelda game.
Oh, okay. Can I just get the points?
Yeah, I mean, you might as well just give it to him now.
I'm just kidding. I might not be able to. Go on.
The Legend of Zelda blank tracks.
Spirit tracks.
Oh, man. 5 points. 5 points.
Come on. Give me something hard. I'm just kidding. Don't give me... I mean... sorry?
No, it's just like Legacy of Kain blank reader. No. We'll get you to pick the word. See, no.
Devil Kazooie. Who are these people?
Question number three, Andrew. In the Monster Hunter series to date, keeping in mind that from Worlds to Wilds, there has been no change in this, how many weapon types can you currently choose from?
Wow. This is a cool question.
Okay, so let's have a remember all these. You've got the lance, you've got gun lance, you've got the sword and shield, you've got dual blades, you've got the grey sword, you've got the long sword, you've got the hunting horn, you've got the hammer. You've got the bow. You've got the heavy bow. You got the insect glaive. Is there anything else? I think that's 11. Yeah, so I think that's. I'm going to say 11.
I counted 11.
So you're going to go 11. You don't want to go to multiple choice or anything like that.
No, because you give me the numbers, I won't know which one it is I'm missing. So I don't know if I'm one off, two off, three off, kind of thing. I'm going to go 11 and just pay the toll on that one.
It's the incorrect answer.
What was the correct answer?
14.
What?
What ones did I miss?
Did you say the sword axe?
Oh, that's... and the switch axe. Yeah.
I don't think you said the bow and arrow. I could be wrong.
I said bow and arrow and heavy bow gun.
Oh, yeah. You said there's a light bow gun, heavy bow gun, and bow and arrow.
Oh, for God's sake.
So I think that was another one. Yeah.
This is what happens when you only play as two weapon types.
Yeah, see, I feel like I'm getting easy questions compared to these ones. Name all the characters in Yakuza.
Oh, so you like finish the Zelda title. Okay, finish the Monster Hunter title. How many weapon types? Like,
But with 400 plus hours into any given game, Andrew, I probably
yeah, that's
faster.
True.
Yes,
that's
but
true.
Again, I play as two weapon types. And it's over 1,000 hours in the last one.
Maybe this will encourage you to branch out.
Gun Lancing, okay. Great sword. That's
fair.
It's never going to change.
Daniel, your third question. What is the first name of the character in Horizon Forbidden West who dines with Aloy and reveals she was good friends with Elizabeth Sobeck?
I'm going to go for multiple choice, please.
All right. Your answers are as follows. A, Alva. B, Tilda. C, Talana. Or D, Beta.
Okay, process of elimination. Tilda is my favorite actor, so I'm not going to choose Tilda. But it might be Tilda. Oh my God, it might be Tilda. Alva is definitely not, because Alva is her girlfriend. Who were the rest of them?
C was Talana and D was Beta.
It's Tilda. Final answer.
On the multiple choice, you're saying Tilda. B is the correct answer. 3 points.
Nice. It was Tilda. God damn. I almost didn't go for it.
I hope for a second there that I might actually stand a chance and say, oh yeah, you might die.
Didn't go for it. But Alva, no, I can't forget Alva. She was a great character.
The moment you said Tilda's my favorite, so I'm knocking that out, I was like, okay.
And look at that. I made a comeback.
Full circle. We love to see it. Andrew, your question number 4. What is the name of the main protagonist of Final Fantasy XII?
Main protagonist?
Yes.
Okay.
It's the Vaughn.
Final answer?
Yeah.
5 points. Nicely done. Easy peasy. Easy peasy. Nice.
Good.
I was almost going to name the antagonist there and realize, no, don't do that. Don't sound stupid in front of all these people.
All these people.
Hey, we have some.
No, I meant.
Three people. Well,
yeah.
I already sound like an idiot in front of you two the best of times anyway. So
that's true.
Just, you know, this is just the extra people I sound like an idiot in front of.
Daniel, your question number 4. Name the main antagonist of the Mass Effect trilogy.
Like the species, you mean?
The main antagonist.
Okay, main antagonist. Sheesh. I think I'm in the lead this round. I'll go for the multiple choice.
Multiple choice. Your multiple choice options are A, Cerberus, B, the Collective, C, the Eclipse, or D, the Reapers.
The Reapers.
Final answer?
Final answer.
3 points. Nicely done. Yeah. Nicely done.
That was...
because in my mind, I was going for, what's his name? Martin Sheen's character.
Yeah, I would say like the Elusive Man or Sovereign as well.
And then when he said Cerberus, I'm like...
Yeah,
I feel like that's going to be a trick answer. I think
the Reapers are the clickers through the three games.
They're always the bad guys. Yeah.
Andrew, your final question of round one, our warm up round. Name the wife and son of John Marston in Red Dead Redemption 2.
Well, I know the son is Jack. I'm trying to remember what the wife's name is. I think it's Abigail. Oh, I'm going with Jack and Abigail.
Final answer?
Yeah.
5 points. Nicely done. Nicely done.
Really good. Really
good. At a moment there, it's like, that was Arthur. Like
When you said Jack, I was like, oh yeah, her name was Abigail. I'm like, yeah. Oh, but what was her name? I'm like, cool.
Dan, your final question. And I hope you've played this.
Oh, no.
In Final Fantasy 15.
Okay.
Which character is blinded during the attack in Altissia?
It is Oh my God, it's your favorite, my least favorite.
That is true.
So I'm just going to go through and try and remember their names in general and see if his name comes back to me.
Okay.
So Noctis is the main one. We don't care about him, the emo boy. I can't remember my favorite twink guy, Prontus. What? Prontus.
No, it's how accurate that was.
Pronti, I can't remember.
Prompto, I Pronto, believe. Yeah.
Gladius is Big Daddy. And then there is... Ah, goddamn. Okay, multiple choice.
Multiple choice.
It's just not coming to me.
A, Gladius. B, Cindy. C, Ignis. Or D, Prompto.
Ignis.
Congratulations. 3 points there. Well, gentlemen, you're
good
through
job,
round one.
Yeah, that's cool. I did play a Final Fantasy. Look at me.
Because I was, I think, again, I was looking through your libraries and I was like, oh, he's actually played a Final Fantasy. But sitting here, yeah. I was like, how long did he play it for?
I finished it and cried in the end.
Great ending. Yeah. Yeah. Gameplay leaves a little bit to be, you know.
Look, I enjoyed it. And it's the only Final Fantasy I'll play, probably. So,
yeah.
It was fun for me.
Our round two is Name That Review. And I have here some worksheets in front of you guys.
I like the concept of this, the Name That Review.
Well, thankfully, we took from the quiz that we were at.
Yeah, the quiz you're at. I had something similar to this.
Now, make sure the other person doesn't see your sheet, because on your sheet, the hints for the other person are not covered. So, basically, what you have in front of you are three reviews. I'm going to read them out. We'll go one by one. There's 3 points if you get a correct answer. You can ask for a hint, which will remove it down to 1 point. When you ask for the hint, you just remove that little orange sticker thing or blue sticker thing for you to remove it to see your hint, and we can go from there. I just wanted to give you something in front of you that you could read. But I'll go for the first one anyway, which is over to you, Daniel. So, the only information you are getting about this, all these reviews are IGN. I'm giving you the mark that IGN gave it, and I'm giving you the year the game came out. And I'll read the review and see where we go. So, Daniel, your first review.
Okay.
Whether you're a fan of the original or a newcomer with a hankering for some action-heavy horror of the highest quality, Blank is like a parasite-riddled Spaniard, a total no-brainer. Its combat is friction-free, but no less stress-inducing thanks to its ferocious cast of creatures. Its story rapidly shuttles through a series of action scenes that are diverse in structure, but uniformly unwavering in intensity. And it's a world rich in detail and full of fun and often snarling surprises. Its improvements over the original are too numerous to list, from simple quality of life changes to completely overhauled boss fight mechanics, and with the exception of the disappointingly diminished personality of the merchant, the team at Capcom has barely put a foot wrong. What are you buying? Only the most relentlessly exciting Blank adventure of all time that's been rebuilt, refined, and realized the full limits of its enormous potential. A wise choice, mate.
Okay.
Are you anything coming to mind for this review?
So Capcom... So, and horror, then my mind obviously automatically goes to the Resident Evils. They've been rebranded and renewed and whatever so many times by this point.
The one thing I would say is to help with these reviews as well is keep an eye on the year. This is a 2003.
Oh.
This is important in terms of
guessing. I did not even notice that. Mm-hmm. 2003, and they're saying fan of the original or a newcomer. 2000. What was I doing in 2003? God damn. I'm just gonna take a bit of time to reread this.
In the meantime, Andrew, do you have any ideas of what this could be? Does your mind? I mean, don't obviously say anything. We don't want Daniel.
Yeah, I think
to
it's. Which 2003 is kind of throwing me for what I thought it was going to be, but I think I might have an idea.
So, improvements over the original. So, it has to be some sort of a... And it is Capcom. What has Capcom done? 2003. Surely there wasn't a Mega Man in 2003. I would have remembered that.
Mega Man's a good horror game for sure.
Truly. What have they done? Capcom horror...
I think I know what it is. Mm-hmm. Because there's a couple of words thrown in there that kind of just...
Yes, yes.
Yeah. So. I'm...
There are a couple of things. Now, then you can, of course, get your hint, which will reduce your maximum points to 1 point if you do unveil your hint.
So I'm guessing that parasite-riddled Spaniard should be something that would jump
pretty important
up to me. Jump up at me. I'm going to...
Go for the hint?
I'm going to go for the hint.
I don't know if this is going to help.
One, two, three.
Oh, this is
okay. I've just removed the little sticker, and there's another sticker underneath it.
I put two stickers so you couldn't see.
Okay, hint, zombies. Oh, great.
Yeah.
Okay, in that case, I'm going to go for that game with Frank, who is trying to save like a bunch of people from a zombie apocalypse in a mall, and it is called Dead or Alive.
Okay, final answer?
I guess so.
And if I were to just jump in this, I would have said, may I?
Of course, there's no points for this. What would you say?
I would have gone for Resident Evil 5.
Incorrect. Resident Evil 4 was, in fact, the correct answer.
Damn it. Ooh. Mm. I wanted to say Resident Evil, but 4 was not in my numbers.
I was just thinking The Merchant. Was that not 5? That was 4 then, was it? I thought that was 5.
I believe it was 4. I don't know if it's in 5 as well, but definitely 4, yeah.
Jeez.
All right, and should we go on to your first review? This is, again, is a 10 out of 10 from IGN in 2023, a bit more recent. And the review reads as follows. I don't want to say every CRPG going forward should aspire to be like blank. Not everything needs to be nearly this big and ambitious, or even this dense. But it is a landmark moment in
Where are you reading this from?
Review number
2. It's on the other page, I think.
So your ones should say...
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
That makes more sense.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry, your reviews come later on.
I was so confused.
Okay, well, we're back. This is an IGN 10 out of 10 from 2023. I don't want to say every CRPG going forward should aspire to be like blank. Not everything needs to be nearly this big and ambitious, or even this dense, but it's a landmark moment in the genre, and if I had to point to one paragon that I would like everyone else making these to take inspiration from, this is absolutely it. I waited 14 years for the stars to align again so that we could get this ideal mix of crunchy, tactical, old-school RPG combat, an epic and well-written story with complex characters and lots of meaningful choices, and a level of polish and cinematic presentation that let me see the sweat and the sorrow of the characters' faces in their darkest hours. Plenty of other games have partially completed that list, but the last time they all came together was Dragon Age Origins in 2009, and I can finally say that game and its Infinity Engine predecessors have a worthy successor that's not just matched their RPG greatness, but surpassed it. Blank is just about everything I could have asked for.
Now, you see, there's just one game that stuck in my head now reading this, but I'm not entirely sure I'm right.
Well, what's your head telling you right now?
Baldur's Gate 3.
Okay.
But now that throwing of the Infinity Engine predecessors is just going to throw me a bit. Because I did it use. You think having watched the startup to that many times, I'd be a thing. I don't want to say Baldur's Gate 3 and get it wrong. And I know I'm going to tear off this hint and it's just going to not help me at all. But I'm going to just go for the hint.
Go for it. Yep. Tear off your hint. It might be 2 sheets. I think it is the most. I see. I didn't want anybody to see what was, because, you know, sometimes it can't cover it very well.
Oh, it's Baldur's Gate.
The hint there for anyone interested is...
Game of the Year winner.
Yeah, which would have helped. Daniel, we move on to your next the next review.
All right.
This is a 9.6 from IGN back in 2001.
Oh, my God.
The original blank has always been a problem for me. It's an addiction my close friends and I have that often has us staying up into the early hours of the morning vying for bragging rights. It's really what blank is all about, and surely blank delivers an even more incredible experience with all of its features and options. The single player mode really surprised me. Playing through it, I was truly overwhelmed by how many secrets there were to unlock and how much play value it has versus other fighters on the market. If you want to get everything, you're looking at about 15 to 20 hours of play if you're good. I can also really vouch for the new control mechanics while dodging an item here or deflecting an item there. Sounds like a relatively simple addition. It adds a lot to the gameplay for expert players. You can also throw characters in a chosen direction now, and that really helps deepen the strategy behind the fighting system. I challenge anyone who dares call it a button masher to step up to the plate without having learned the controls and face a skilled player. I assure you, the match would be over before it started. That's really the beauty of blank. Novice players can jump into a game together and do relatively well in their matches, but there's also plenty of room for expert players. Wrap all it up and tack on the countless hours of multiplayer matches you'll play, and you're looking at a game that more than warrants your purchase. The only reason you should even think of not purchasing it is if you don't enjoy the original blank. Truly, blank puts the original game to shame with its countless options and longevity. This has become and will likely become one of my favorite GameCube titles of all time. It's that good.
Is it Smash Bros?
Is Smash Bros, can you want to give a full title?
Oh, I don't know. I guess GameCube, was it Melee? Was it... I don't know the full title, but it's Smash Brothers for sure.
But so is Smash Bros your final answer?
Yeah.
Okay, Smash Brothers is not the answer I was looking for. It was, in fact, Smash Brothers Melee.
Oh, but I did say Melee. Okay, I'll accept it. Can I just take the 1 point? Hint, a podcast group favorite.
I'll give you the 1 point. I'll give you the 1 point for that. All right, I'll be kind. Andrew, here's the interesting...
So kind.
Here's an interesting one for you. IGN gave this game a 4 out of 10 back in 2023. Blank fails to provide a satisfying answer to the big whys. Why, of all the interesting characters in Blank lore, would anyone want to play an entire game as Blank? Why would one trade the solid action of prior games in this universe for busy work, uninspired and frustrating platforming, and bad stealth? It's not clear who this is for or what it was intended to achieve. What is clear is that it's not fun to play, and it's not something to recommend to any but the most curious and dedicated Blank fan.
That was actually a really good review.
Yeah.
The worst, like, knowing what the game is, that's a really good review.
The worst part is I have no idea what the game is.
Do you want to use your hint?
I mean, I'm going to have to because I had a thing, it was a Metal Gear Solid game, but there's no Metal Gear Solid game coming out in 2023. And then I was thinking like Assassin's Creed, but again, no Assassin's Creed's in 2023.
I'm going to check out that hint for a singular point.
God.
The hint on this one is One Ring to Rule Them All.
It says Lord of the Rings, but... Oh, Gollum.
There you go. There's a point.
Very good.
It is a great review. It tells me everything I need to know.
I would read back and I was like, yeah, that's fine. I thought that got even worse reviews than 4, though, did it not?
Oh, in some places it's been ranked as one of the worst games in modern video game.
Yeah, sounds about right.
4 out of 10, though, by IGN is pretty dismal. I can't remember the last time they gave a low score.
For IGN to give a low thing, you know, you're really fucking scraping the barrel there.
Yeah. All right, our fifth review, going back to Daniel for this one. This is a 7.7 from IGN back in 2017. So when I'm having a good time in Blank, I'm really having a good time. The problem is that these moments are usually one part every 9 parts, menial, grinding, and crafting, especially at the later tech tiers. Having to repeat so much work after failing an attempt at a boss feels far too punishing, and some really dumb dinosaurs can take a lot of the challenge and sense of danger out of the many primal locations. Even with all those quirks, however, I'm still hungry to play more after the 60 hours I've spent so far. There aren't a lot of survival games that have legitimately held my attention that long.
Is it Ark Survival?
Nice.
Evolved?
3 points. Very
wow,
good.
Wow, thanks, Andrew.
Why can't I get... As soon as I started reading, I was like, I know what this is.
I think the both of you spent a bit of time in that game,
yeah,
right?
Both of us played that game a lot together.
A lot. Did you play the new one, actually?
No, I have not. No.
It's a reskin version of the first one. Just
fair enough.
It looks pretty. Like
2, you mean?
No, it's Ark Survival Ascended.
So there's actually Ark 2 coming out.
Coming out.
It's supposed to be coming out. I don't think we'll wait and see the light of day.
We'll wait and see.
Andrew, are you ready for the final review of our round 2? Tell me that review.
Sure.
Okay, this is a 9 out of 10 from IGN, also in 2017. Insomniac's Blank on PlayStation 4 is one of the most charming, creative, and rewarding adventures in recent memory. Tagging along with the peppy Lombax and his stoic robotic pal as they jet across the galaxy and blow everything up in sight, it's absolutely gorgeous adventure bringing with hilarious writing, beautiful worlds, and an awesome array of weapons. Though it follows the same story as the 2002 original, this is far more than a remake or remaster. Blank on PS4 is completely rebuilt from the ground up, pulling in some of the most successful elements of the series' later installments, while simultaneously bringing in some great new and refreshing ideas.
See, I know exactly what game this is, and I can see the two characters in my head. And every time I try and get the characters' names in my head, I go, Jack and Daxter! It's like, no, it's the other two.
I never knew that he was a Lombax. Is that a real animal?
I think that universe, it's
in that universe, it's a real animal.
Oh, Dan's getting the phone. No phones out of the squish. No, by all means. I'm curious to know if a Lombax is a real animal.
A Lombax is not a real animal. In that universe, it might be, but that's not a real animal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
There's only that Lombax.
There you go.
There is no other Lombax. I can see him. He's red and yellow and thing and a robot dude. I cannot for the life of me fucking remember their names. That's when you jump through portals into... Oh, my God.
Yeah. I will say one thing. Don't pull the hint. It's not going to help you.
I just read the hint. Great.
I don't think anything was ever going to help me.
Great. You know what? You should look at the hint
just for the kicks,
yeah, because the hint is fantastic.
The hint says
it's you.
The hint says it's not Jack and Daxter. So this is nothing for you, I'm afraid.
This is going to drive me fucking sorry, I'm swearing.
Listen, it's I put that warning on every episode.
This is going to drive me demented when you hear it. And for some reason, Lilo and Stitch just popped in your head. Like, brain, stop it. I'm going to hate you so much. What is it?
You're passing on it, yeah?
I cannot. I can see them. I can see the cover art and everything, and I just cannot.
They are Ratchet and Clank.
Clank. Fuck's
hard luck.
Sake.
Hard luck.
Well done on the reviews, though. That was good.
Hey, I didn't write them, but thank you. I just pick them. Our next round is round three, Tell Me the Year. And there's only 1 point per answer in this question because it's tight. This is going to give you two options. It's 50-50. I'm going to ask you for the release of a game. And if the tell me the year, I'll give you two possible years. It's tight. It's not going to be easy.
Okay.
So there's only 1 point for this. So, Andrew, we'll go to you first.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go for the original Red Dead Redemption. Tell me the year, 2010 or 2011?
Ooh. I'm going to say 2010.
Nice. That is correct. Correct,
only
sir.
Only because I think I was playing one of them during the 10-year anniversary kind of thing. It's like,
Daniel.
Yes?
The Legend of Zelda, 1986 or 1988?
86.
Oh, he knows his Zelda. Oh, he didn't even hesitate. Holy moly. All right. Okay, very good.
Give me
very
something
good.
Hard.
Andrew, going to you next. It'd be embarrassing if you don't get this one right. No Man's Sky. 2015 or 2016?
2016.
Oh, very good. Very
coming
good.
Off hot. Very nice.
Daniel.
I think I've just left if I got that wrong.
After all,
I never come back to the podcast.
After all the harassing you've been doing about this game.
Daniel, I'm going to go to you now for question number two. Metroid Prime, 2000 or 2002?
Metroid Prime. 2002.
Oh, very nice. Correct answer.
That was a process of elimination because Smash was 2001.
Oh, nice.
So I
my
was
previous.
Able to,
okay,
yeah.
Oh, nice.
There you go.
You're knocking. Yeah. You're knocking. Andrew, Tekken 3, 1997 or 1998?
These are mean questions.
They are. I think there's a vendetta going on here or something. I think it's 97 because I think it came at the same time as Final Fantasy 7. Same year. I'm going to say 97.
Correct answer.
Oh, thank God.
Correct answer. We're doing good so far. Daniel, Horizon Zero Dawn, 2016 or 2017?
2017, 1 week before or after Breath of the Wild.
Yeah, it was a tough year for Horizon. Yeah. Tough year for Horizon.
Do I, don't I? It's like, why not both?
So that's the only reason I know that it came out in 2017, because Breath of the Wild came out in 2017.
There we go.
How dare you?
Every other game was just.
Andrew, Final Fantasy 14, A Realm Reborn.
Ooh.
Oh. 2010 or 2012?
Fuck wow.
Hmm. I think I'm wrong in this. I'm going to say 2012.
Oh, is the incorrect
yeah.
answer.
Wow.
It was in fact 2010. Then we come to your fourth one. Dragon Age Inquisition, 2013 or 2014?
2014.
Wow, not even a hesitation. Nicely
not
done.
Sir.
Andrew, I'm actually looking at this. I realize I've given you quite a few old ones here, but hey.
your games you like.
Command and Conquer Red Alert, 1996 or 1998?
I'm trying because I know what to tell.
I'm trying to think what was I doing in 1996 versus what was I doing in 1998, and how old was I and
see,
if I was playing it.
I think it's 1990. Wait, hang on, Command and Conquer Red Alert, Retaliation, Red Alert, or just
no,
Red Alert?
No, just Red Alert.
Ah.
So we're talking older than Retaliation.
Yeah, because I remember I don't think I started properly playing Command and Conquer until after Final Fantasy VII, and that was 1997. But you're talking about the one before when I started. So I'm going to say 96.
Correct answer. Oh. Nice process.
Very nice.
Of
very
elimination.
Good.
Burned out when I was off my synapses there anyway.
Daniel, your final one for the Tell Me the Year. The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt, 2014 or 2015?
I stopped there for a second. I stalled there for a second. 2015.
Correct answer.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Nicely done.
Perfect run.
It was a perfect run. Very good. We come on to our round four, the surprise round. So this is titled Kingdom Hearts is Right.
Oh, no.
Oh, Jesus.
Can we
just kick him out?
Yeah.
Let's have a chat.
Just whatever, man.
So
300 white crabs collection.
Do you know what I was trying to figure out? I was trying to figure out how, because this is the one podcast where he can't insert Kingdom Hearts into it. How is he going to do it? And there we go.
Yeah. Well, Darren's out, so Sora was wrong.
No, sorry. No. How dare you? I was just getting a pen for you guys. It's the closest pens. So these ones, you're answering the same question.
This is how we can stab him when the stupid questions go first.
And they are stupid questions. This is my favorite round.
Of course.
Surprise, surprise.
So I'm going to ask you the same question. You write down your answers, and we'll see how many points you get per each question, right? Question number...
What's the lowest score we can get here that's acceptable?
Zero. Oh, acceptable by me? No, I'd be very surprised if you did very well in this one. This one's kind of here just for me.
Of course. No surprise.
Yeah. First question for round four, Kingdom Hearts is right round.
In Kingdom Hearts 2.8, Rari has a secret person that she talks to, but Kaori doesn't know. What was the name of Xenomorphs? Blah, blah, blah,
It's either going to be that or Roxas has a secondary keyblade.
Roxas. That's the name I was trying to remember.
How many prongs are on his secondary keyblade?
No, it's not that in depth. Question one is just tell me, from Kingdom Hearts 1, name the seven princesses of Heart.
What? Okay, whatever. Right, Disney princesses.
I'm guessing, yeah.
All right, you guys work away there. I'll just tell the listeners I really enjoyed this round. When I sat down and said to myself, what kind of Kingdom Hearts questions would I like to ask the guys? This was definitely up there. 7 points available here for you guys. So a point for each correct Princess of Heart.
Point for each correct?
So the 7 points total going for this one. This savage writing. The guys are thinking hard.
One, two, three, four. Who else? And it's the first one, so all this Frozen stuff is out.
Yeah, and you got a lot of, like, Moana.
I feel like we need to work together.
To work through the Kingdom Hearts round. Just be careful of your mic, Andrew, as well, if you're trying to talk.
Oh, sorry. Yeah,
you're fine. You're right.
Sorry, nobody needs to hear what I'm saying about Kingdom Hearts right now.
All right, guys, I'm going to give you another about 10 seconds.
Yeah, because that's going to help.
One, two, three, four, five. Who else do I know from the Disney universe? One, two, three, four, five, six.
You're beating me anyway.
I'm missing one. Hold on.
I don't think it's one you're going to get.
Oh, now I know. whatever.
All right, we'll call time.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay. And just like countdown, I'll go to see who got the highest numbers. Andrew, how many did you get?
I got 5.
And
I have 7, but I just wrote women from Disney.
This feels like a bad thing from countdown or something. How many did you get? Yeah. I got a 5.
That's what I'm going with here. Andrew, can you give me your 5, please?
Ariel, Jasmine, Cinderella, Belle, and Beauty. But I don't know if that's her name. Sleeping Beauty.
Saying Sleeping Beauty, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I don't know where her actually is. Aurora,
there you go. Yeah. Out of that, you have 4 correct answers.
Very
of the princess.
Good. What was wrong?
Ariel is not a princess of heart.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. So duh.
I'm going to cross this off my list.
I'm going to stab him with this pen before this round is over.
Can I hear your 7, please?
Yes, of course. I have 6, Snow White, Cinderella, Alice, that chick from Hercules. I wrote that. Belle and Jasmine.
Okay, that's a total of 5 points for you.
I need to know.
Ariel is incorrect.
Yeah, of course.
And I think it's, is it Megan?
Megan,
is,
yeah.
Is her, the Hercules girl. So here are the 7. Jasmine, Snow White, Sleeping Beauty, Alice, Belle, Cinderella, and Kyrie.
Come on.
Go, sucker.
Come on.
Yeah. Kyrie, guys, come on. Keep up.
Do you want to hit him or lie?
I feel like let's just finish this round.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just get it over with.
Just get it over. Just let him have his fun.
Question 2 for 3 points.
I'm having a lot of fun.
Is that 5 questions?
No, it's 5 questions. Question 2.
Okay, we're 20% done.
For 3 points. What is the name of Lee's nobody? Lee is spelled L-E-A.
I don't know who Lee is.
L-E-A
is the name of Lee. What's the name of his nobody? If you know the rules of nobodies and how they get their name, you can...
Maybe I know the rules of the nobodies.
I barely know what the nobodies are.
fair enough.
I wouldn't mind. I've seen him play this enough.
Listen, I've sat and watched Marcus play this and suffered every moment of it. But I learned something. Yeah. And I learned that Lee's nobody is... Can we say the answer?
Of course, yeah.
Oh, thank God, I put it backwards.
No, that's incorrect.
A-E-L?
Nope.
Oh, well.
Guys, the rules of nobodies is that you take the name, you jumble it up, and you put an X in there. It was Axel. Yep. There you go. Should have known that one.
I shouldn't have come here today.
I think I'll be it.
So that's no points.
I rushed to get here.
No points for you guys in question number two. That's okay. That's okay. It's not, you know, no biggie. Some more Kingdom Hearts questions to come. You'll be okay, fine.
40% down.
Question three. What are the names of the three main characters in Birth by Sleep?
Is that a game? Is that a
Birth by Sleep? This is one of these weird ones that wasn't named Kingdom Hearts and just, you know.
Oh no, it's Kingdom. It's called Kingdom Hearts Birth by Sleep. Yep.
I'm assuming it's one of these weird games.
It was on the PSP. It was on the PSP. Yeah. Great game.
That's supposed to help out.
Can I call Marcus?
I'm going to let you phone a friend.
Daniel, can you call him for me as well?
Sure. I'll let you know. I wonder.
Hey, if you can call a friend, I'm going to call you, Darren. Because you're my friend who plays Kingdom Hearts.
I mean, that is only fair. That is only fair. All right, I will reply to you, Andrew. And
I need help. Kingdom Hearts help.
Okay, Andrew, I'm going to send you a message now.
I think he's probably playing Avowed.
If he sees it and replies, I will send one to Andrew as well.
How about you come back to this one?
We will come back to this one, yeah. Let me just write down my answers for you, Andrew.
I'll wait. If he comes online, I'll let you know. But it doesn't look promising.
That's okay. That's okay. We'll go to our next question.
So we can both suck equally at it then.
This is a handy one. This is a true or false question. Question number four. True or false? Yeah. So 50-50 chance of you guys getting this. True or false, Sora is a Keyblade Master?
Do you ever get the feeling that it's a trick question that he's just dying for us to get wrong?
I think so too, but I mean, what is a Keyblade Master?
Good question. Great question.
Right?
Yeah.
I know Mickey is a Keyblade Master.
Yeah, here's something now that I think that makes me think he is a Keyblade Master because I remember, because I'm only, oddly enough, and Darren, you can vouch for this, what's the top thing on the... Is there? I'm only getting back to the back catalog now and working my way through them.
Are you listening to Critical Failures episode?
I'm listening to all the ones I missed out on because I would have skipped over them. And I remember listening to one where you were, it was what universe you'd like to live in.
Yeah.
And you did say Kingdom Hearts so you could be a Keyblade Master.
Uh-huh.
But now that I think about that, there's no guarantee the Sora was ever a Keyblade Master. And I think he's just doing this to fuck with us.
Okay. So you don't think he's a Keyblade Master?
I do think, and that's the problem.
I think he's a Keyblade Master.
I think he thinks we're going to straight away think, well, he must be because he's the lead character.
Oh, I'm double bluffing you guys.
But at the same time, if I'm wrong on this, I am actually going to slap him with something.
So what are you going to go for? Are you going to go for he is a Keyblade Master?
Let's go.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say yes, even though I know
I'm
going to
say no, he's not a Keyblade Master. He's too young. He's only a child.
No, he actually went to take his Mark of Mastery, which is the exam you take to become a Keyblade Master. Unfortunately, Sora let the darkness touch him and did not become a Keyblade Master.
I knew it.
I secretly knew it.
Sorry, you know, he just went to school and got touched. That's all I got from that.
Oh my God. Don't ruin Kingdom Hearts for me, Andrew.
Okay. I don't think anything could do that.
Question four. Sora is not...
Yeah, there you go.
Keyblade...
And you should take that one home, which is really important. Andrew, for both you guys... I'm going to give you 3 points if you get this answer correct, or 1 point to the person who gets closest. How many Kingdom Hearts games are there in the franchise across all platforms, not including remakes or collections?
Oh, yeah, because that helps.
I go to you first, Daniel.
11.
Andrew?
So it's the closest. So I can't just say something like 100 and hope I'm close to that.
It's Price. You think it's Price is Right rules? Interesting.
I mean, just go. Interesting. Keep going higher and higher and hope eventually. Look, at this point, I don't expect any points further from the four princesses.
I just said 11 for no reason. I didn't even count. I don't know how to count.
We're not including remakes or collections.
Does that help
ones
you?
Are remakes or collections? I don't even know which ones are which. I know two of them by name, and that's it.
I thought they were all called Kingdom Hearts.
No, because apparently Craig was saying there's some of them that aren't named Kingdom Hearts, and I know there's some weird-ass ones in there as well, because they had like them on PlayStation, 3DS.
Mobile.
I just know that it's never easy with them. Kingdom Hearts 1.5, Kingdom Hearts 2.8.
Can I just make one point here? Never again in this podcast can I be heckled for mentioning No Man's Sky after this travesty of a round in the...
Hey, listen, we're racking up points here. You're not even noticing, but we're racking up the points here.
It sounds like I'm racking up points. I am going to go with 14.
You said 11?
11.
You said 14? Mm-hmm. The correct answer is 13. Andrew takes the point.
Closest hey, that's not answer. That's not Price is Right rules. He overshot it.
Hang on, get your booze, and we point them this way. And for audience, I'm pointing at my brother here.
Hold on. We still need to think about the three main characters, because Marcus is definitely not answering me. It's too late.
See, I don't even know the game, so I'm going to say the three main characters.
I'm going to say that it's probably not Sora.
And Goofy and Donald.
No, Goofy and Donald are definitely there.
Can we get a hint on this one? Is it, and the hint we ask is this three main characters as in, like, it's... Are they people who have been in other games, or is this specifically for this game?
No, it is specifically for this game.
Oh, can I get a hint? What was his boyfriend's name that turned evil?
Riku. Yeah.
But he was in another game, so it can't be him.
So these ones were in later Kingdom Hearts, but in Birth by Sleep, this is their first appearance.
Oh, damn it. Oh, so Lord. It can't be Riku. Okay, this one... And
I just love the ferocious pen writing. All right, yep. Can I get your three answers then?
Yes, Raxus, Mini, and Schlamazel.
And Andrew, can I get your answers?
I went just for Axel and Roxas because the only other two characters I know of.
You know what? I'm going to give you a point. Because Roxas is the nobody of Ventus, who's one of the characters.
Hey, I wrote Roxas here too.
You wrote Raxus.
Raxus. Whatever. I don't know how to pronounce his name. This isn't a pronunciation contest.
To be fair, important. I think the fact you got anything where near it is good enough for...
The correct answers were Ventus, Terra, and Aqua, obviously.
So why are we getting points for Raxus?
He said Roxas and Ventus is his likeness.
It's like getting points for saying that...
Guys, congratulations. What? You're through the Kingdom Hearts
race. Yay! It's done.
I am not clapping. Nothing in me would make me want to clap that.
I had a great time, fellas. Yeah. I had a good time.
To be honest, I learned something today that Sora is not a Keyblade Master.
Can I just say, right? Yeah. Can you look at your sheet of all your scribble? Look at my sheet. For anyone who can't see, Daniel has filled his sheet up with...
I write very bigly.
Very big scribbles, and I have got a tiny corner of mine filled in.
Because we're on to our last round of the quiz, okay? We're getting off Kingdom Hearts, don't worry. Round 5 is the Gift of Gaming Thieves. And how this round works is you get 3 points per correct answer. There's 20 questions. I'm going to go 10 each.
Okay.
You get 3 steals. You're allowed 3 steals. You can steal before the other person begins to answer their question.
Oh, no.
If you steal that question and get it right, you get 2 points. If you steal it and get it wrong, however, you lose 2 points.
I can actually get a minus score in this game. Excellent.
So
we can only steal 3 times.
You can only steal 3 times. Yeah, absolutely. So
how much you get a minus of if you steal?
If you steal and get it wrong, you lose 2 points. If you steal and get it right, you get 2 points.
So I've got 4.
And a right answer is 1 point.
A right answer is 3 points.
Oh. So here's the thing.
Are you counting your points?
No,
I have no idea how many points.
Here's the thing, right? I figured that if I steal all 3 questions and purposely get them wrong, I'll actually end up with a minus in this score, which would delight me considering it's a Kingdom Hearts quiz.
You're doing... No, it's not a Kingdom Hearts.
It became one after that round.
Round 4 was a Kingdom Hearts quiz, guys, okay? Just round 4. But this one's great. This one's going to be... And this is just general video game knowledge.
Do you think that these Kingdom Hearts questions are... easy questions?
No. I mean, for me, yeah.
Generally, to the population.
To a casual
Kingdom Hearts player.
I'd just like to throw here, Darren, name the 3 races in No Man's Sky.
The Flargles, the...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My point exactly.
The
Tamanians.
Wait, what was it? The Schlamazels, yeah, yeah.
Guys, it's my podcast, it's my quiz. So we're having a Kingdom Hearts round.
Revolution!
Wow, did you wow?
But now we are on to just general knowledge. So this is back and forth. Who would like to start? So whoever starts is getting odd numbers. Whoever goes second is getting even numbered questions.
Your choice, then.
I'll take the odd numbers.
All right, so you will go question number 1. Here we go. And remember, for stealing, you have to steal or just shout steal before... don't shout too loud to the mic, obviously. But shout steal before the other person begins to answer. If they've begun to answer, you cannot steal the question.
Yes.
Question number 1. Daniel, what is the best-selling video game of all time?
don't point that finger at me.
Best-selling video game of all time?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Are there hints on this one?
Nope.
Then I don't know.
I don't want to steal because once I do want to lose all of my points, I also would like to win something.
Can we get the answer?
Correct answer is Minecraft.
Makes sense, actually.
Yeah. Best-selling game of all time.
Wow. Cool.
Andrew, question to you. What is the best-rated game on Metacritic?
Seal. Sorry.
No, that's over.
Steal.
Yeah.
I won.
Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time.
2 points. Nicely stolen, wow. Sir. Nicely stolen.
I hope that was slightly pointed towards you.
Hey, I know my Legend
of
Zelda.
Yeah, I do not doubt that in the slightest.
We then go to Daniel for question number three. What is the name of Kratos' son in God of War?
Atreus.
Nice. 3 points.
I was waiting for you to steal, to be honest. I was like again,
three a.m.
I feel like I stole it. Sorry.
No. 3 a.m. start is not doing me any favors here, but yes.
Andrew, question number four. Okay. Tom Nook is a very important character in which Nintendo video game series?
Oh. Okay.
You asked a person who's never played Nintendo games.
Fine. Yeah, we had Nintendos. The SNES, the Nintendo Entertainment System.
Yeah, that's going back even far, even for me.
Come on, brain, work.
Are you trying to steal here, Dan?
Yeah. I am trying to steal. It just doesn't. I know the A New Leaf, but where's the name of the game? Oh my god!
See what you're suffering right now. That's been me this entire quiz.
Well, I've given you A New Leaf. That's
you think that'd help.
So you've chosen a steal here, Daniel. So
I didn't say steal.
Oh, very clever, very clever.
I'm just trying to remember the name of the game, which is.
If neither know, I'm going to have to move on to the next question.
The only thing that comes is Fire Island, but it's it's not that.
No. All right, I'm going to call time. The correct answer is Animal Crossing.
Ah, damn it. And that's the name of the new one, A New Leaf.
Oh.
And I just couldn't remember the Animal Crossing one.
So we're continuing on to question number five. Daniel, you have used one steal. Andrew, you have not yet used a steal. Question five to Daniel. What was the very first video game?
Oh, that's a trick one.
Pong.
Correct. 3 points. Nicely done.
Okay.
That was all correct. Right.
I just was making a noise. Pong.
Pong. A great noise. Andrew, question number six. 2021 saw the release of the sixth game in the Halo franchise. What was it called?
Ow.
Not stealing this one.
Sorry, there's nothing to steal. I think I'm wrong on this, but I'm going to say it anyway. Halo Infinity War?
Oh, so close. Halo Infinite was the correct answer.
Oh, Infinity War is fucking...
Infinity War sounds better.
It does, but that's something else. That's something else. Yeah.
Daniel, to you. Pocket, Light, Color, and Advance were all versions...
Game Boy.
Correct answer. Wow.
I mean, seriously, that's...
What? Oh, were you supposed to steal?
No,
sorry.
I know what this is.
Sorry, I should have given that to you.
Oh, you're fine.
No, Angie, here
I'm
we go.
I'm getting way too competitive here.
In Super Mario Kart, the first iteration, which playable character has the shortest name? Mario names, short names.
Toad?
Correct answer. 3 points. Nice.
I thought that, but I was like, no. There's also Boo, King Boo, and all that.
Yeah, but he's in the original, and that was what had me.
I couldn't remember. That was the Super Nintendo.
Shy was in it as well. And that was like,
Shy Guy. Six letters. That's
Like first name second and second name. Second, yeah. The second name was Guy.
Toad doesn't have a second name.
Mr. Guy. Sorry?
Toad doesn't have a second name?
No, they're all fungus. Toad. They're the same organism, you know? It's just
racist.
One
it's like the last
mycelium
of
network, yeah. And they're all a part of that. Every toad is the same toad. I'm exploding your mind here.
Coming away from toads, though, Daniel, your next question. What 2018 video game is set in 1899?
Is it Red Dead Redemption 2?
Correct answer.
Again.
All right, Andrew, we're coming up to your next question. Where are we? A sleek black convertible known as the Regalia is a car from which famous video game franchise?
Don't you even attempt to steal this. It's Final Fantasy 15.
Nah.
That wasn't even in the back of my mind, no.
The stealing it or the game?
Neither. I was like, I don't know. I did, but I couldn't remember that the name of the car was Regalia.
Mm-hmm. Ah, okay. Yeah. Now we come back to you. Remember, guys, you both have, don't you still have two steals left?
Two steals.
And Andrew, you have all three, correct? This far. Remember, you do use them before you lose them, is what I'd say, if you can. Daniel, coming to you, what is the name of the game engine owned by Epic Games? Any idea?
I'll go for it if you know it.
If you steal it, go.
I can't remember what it
is. Oh, okay. In that case, I'm just going to guess.
Because I have an idea in my head, but I don't think it's right. And if I steal it, I lose 2 points. And I'm barely getting points here. So. I'd like to hold on to the little I have, right?
Unreal?
Correct answer. Yeah. Very good, sir. Very good.
That was a guess. I know like three graphic engines, and that's one of them.
Yeah, that was what I was kind of going for. But I was like, I don't think it's that. Yeah. I thought it was like they had some. All
right. Andrew, we come on to, we're just past the halfway mark now in this final round. The first Star Wars game made for the Atari 2600 was based on which film of the original trilogy? Daniel doesn't seem to know. He ain't coming in to steal.
Huh? I think he's just doing that to be polite because he knows how suckily I'm doing at this quiz at the moment. Come in with a grin on his face that I'm right.
Come in for a steal, Daniel, by all means. Take no prisoners here on the Gift of Game podcast.
Steal.
Yeah, he comes in.
Empire Strikes Back.
Correct answer.
Is that the one you displaced for the meteorite shower? Was that one?
Consider the hardest game ever made.
Oh, that is the one I'm thinking of then, yeah.
Well, we come to you, Andrew. Oh, wait, no, that was you. Sorry,
was
apologies.
Me.
Yeah, well, we come to you, Daniel.
I have one steal left. You have three. Do stuff.
Do stuff.
Existing is where you're what I'm going for.
Fair enough. You're still breathing.
Daniel,
yeah, that is stuff.
Excluding Star Wars, what is the name of the best-selling video game franchise to come from Disney's homegrown intellectual property?
Oh no. Is it Kingdom Hearts?
3 points!
Oh, Jesus H. Mother of
How did I not think about that sooner?
You think it's gone, but then it comes right back at you.
I'm like, what does Disney... Oh, no.
Andrew, we come to you. In the original Pac-Man, the four ghosts were named Inky, Blinky, Pinky, and what?
Oh, it's something that isn't matching up with the three of them. It's not Lem. Is it Lem?
It is not Lem.
No.
The correct
steal.
Answer. Oh, no. So he's already begun to answer.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The correct answer was Clyde.
Oh, I knew it wasn't something matched up with him, but yeah.
I wanted to guess Dinky, so that's good. That's good for me.
So, Dan, we now come to you. The first game in the Final Fantasy franchise was released on what console?
Nintendo.
Do you want to give me the full?
NES.
Nice. 3 points.
Sorry.
No, we have to do things right here, you know?
Yeah, of course.
Andrew.
We have to do things right here. Snow White, Cinderella, Alice. His name was Axel because you had an X.
You'll never offend me, guys.
I'll never forget it.
Greatest video game franchise of all time.
Do you know what I can't wait for? Is when the rest of the lads listen to this episode and
no one wants to come on the quiz ever again.
The hate is going to be thrown towards you after this.
Andrew, no one's going to listen to this.
No.
your question, Andrew, which came first? The Pokemon video game, TV show, or trading cards?
Fantastic question.
Which I'm also going to get wrong. But sure, look, I'm going to say it was the TV show.
Oh,
it's the cards, wasn't it?
It was. Yeah, it was the video game.
Was
yeah,
it?
Pokemon was. Red and Blue were the first iteration of anything Pokemon.
Ugh, yeah. I say.
It was the video game, then the trading cards, and the show came much, much later.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See, you're talking. Look in my eyes right now.
Daniel, we come to you. Larry, Morton, Wendy, Iggy, Roy, Lemmy, and Ludwig are all villains who report to a young commander at the head of their troop. What is this commander's name?
Ooh, I'm going to steal, but I think I'm wrong. Bowser Jr.
Oh, there you go, Andrew. That's
nice.
2 points. Yeah, from a steal. Nicely done. Then we come.
Can I just ask, you knew what that was, and you were just
yeah, yeah.
Nice.
I'm not nice here. I have enough points. I'm winning this game.
Well, thank you for giving me that, at least.
Andrew, we come to you. Desmond Miles is a fictional character and main protagonist of the first few installments of which video game series?
Assassin's Creed.
Nice.
Done. Good job.
Now, we each come down to your last question, gentlemen. This is your last question of the Gift of Gaming quiz, podcast quiz. I hope you've enjoyed yourselves.
Excuse me, it's the last question of the first annual
Gift of Gaming.
Oh, I like that.
Well, I think we're doing it bi-monthly, so...
Okay. Every 2 months.
I mean, I hope so. We'll see what happens.
Cool.
Okay. Unless this like completely tanks the podcast. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I mean,
that Kingdom Hearts one is going to have a lasting effect on anyone else wanting to do this quiz.
Dan, we come to the last question of the quiz for you.
Yes, please.
The PlayStation was developed after an abandoned deal between Sony...
Nintendo.
...is the correct answer.
I'm not going to jump in there.
I'll finish the question. Between Nintendo and one other company which were interested in a CD-based games console. Yeah, Nintendo pulled out.
We got two, I think.
A couple in the wild.
Zelda games, yeah. Two Zelda games on the Sony CD, which were... Wild. God awful. Wild awful.
What
yeah.
a time. What a time.
Insane. Yeah.
Andrew, your final question of the quiz. What was the name for the camera device which allowed players to interact with games on the PlayStation 2?
iToy.
Nicely done. 3 points. Way to go, gentlemen. No
Slightly
points.
I redeem myself there at the end. But yeah.
No points were lost in the stealing. So those who stole very well. I'll give you a rundown of the points, what we did so far. Round one. 19 points to Daniel, 13 points to Andrew. Round two, 4 points to Daniel, 2 points to Andrew.
What was that?
Round two.
Was that the years?
No, the review.
No reviews.
Oh, the reviews.
Yeah. Round three was the year. Round three was 5 points to Daniel, 4 points to Andrew. Round four, Kingdom Hearts. You both got 6 points. Nicely done.
Okay.
We got really good there. And finally, in the final round, 28 points to Daniel, 14 points to Andrew, which leaves the final score of our very first quiz. Andrew, second place, 39 points. And our winner of the first quiz, Daniel, with 62 Woo! Points.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. I would like to dedicate this win to my family that fostered nerdism in me and allowed me to play video games, and to my... in non-existent social life that constantly helps me continue to strive for more video games.
Love it.
Thank you.
Love to
Thank
hear
you.
It. Thank you. Guys, I was worried that the quiz wouldn't go on long enough, but we're pretty much over time.
Yeah, this was great.
Hope you enjoyed that. Thank you. I was a little bit nervous. I was like, oh, I knew you'd hate the Kingdom Hearts round, which is kind of why I put it in there.
I think we loved to hate it.
Yeah.
And that I'm is here for that. That is a very special feeling.
Yeah. Well, you're welcome.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
I felt the quiz was like, it was like a race car going along, and then the Kingdom Hearts thing came out like a wall.
I just stopped everything. Well, you'll...
like a blue shell.
There'll be no Kingdom Hearts talk for a while. Maybe at the next quiz, I'll throw another Kingdom Hearts round. Who knows? I think I always will.
You have to now. Yeah. I think that's a staple.
When you say there won't be more Kingdom Hearts talk, you just mean this podcast episode. You're going to be talking about it straight in the next episode.
Oh, maybe. I'll find a way. You know, I'll find a way. You guys are hopefully are sticking around for our post show, right?
Yeah, post show. Yeah. I'm here for the post show.
Well, you'll be happy on the post show is you guys are going to rate my cast. I have chosen a cast for God of War Ragnarok if it was to
Thank
be
God
a movie.
God, I thought he was going to say Kingdom Hearts.
You know that Sora is going to be in God of War.
For every single...
Wait, you've chosen a cast for God of War?
Ragnarok as if it were to be a live action movie. Who I'd push and all the...
Oh, super cool.
You know what he's going to do, right? He's going to give us the first one and say Sora. And then when we say no, the next character will be Sora and we'll say no.
No, this is God of War.
It's live action that he's doing.
Yeah.
There's no Sora live action, right?
What real life people look like Sora?
Fair enough.
Hopefully me. Maybe they'll cast me.
I'm trying to think. What's the guy's name that does Sonic's voice?
I know the guy. Yeah, you think he'd do? He's very old for Sora.
Yeah, he's too old for Sora. But I think that Sora would kind of grow up
Sonic.
Into him. Mm.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, I can take that. He's a cool guy.
What's his name? Jonathan.
I can never think of it, but I can see him.
Yeah, John Ralphio from Parks and Rec.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
This guy. Yeah. Well, guys, it's been great. To our listeners, I hope you enjoyed that. Daniel, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you, Darren, for having a great quiz.
Yeah, my pleasure. I love the quiz. Andrew, hope you enjoyed that.
I am never going to forgive you.
That's fair. That's reasonable. To our listeners, let us know how you did at thegiftofgamepodcast@gmail.com. And I hope you enjoyed the Kingdom Hearts round the most. And as always and forever, keep enjoying the gift that is gaming. Peace out.
Bye.